Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, where we turn all that negativity of the news and turn it into positivity. Tim, how are you?
I am doing amazing, sir. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderfully delicious because I'm about to eat and I already have everything planned and meal prepped out and I'm hyped for it.
Dude, food does sound good.
But before we get to the food, we got positive news stories to get to. If you want to support the podcast and this positivity, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, helps us out so much. We also have a Facebook where we post positive news stories and our videos, YouTube where we post our videos, Twitter where we post links to our videos and cool little positive news stories as well, and Instagram where you can see Tim's pretty face and the people we've interviewed and how to reach out to them. But yeah, let's get to these positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
Man, I have one more Christmas news story, even though it's 2019. I do apologize. Happy New Year's, everybody. It's about this dad. I thought it was super awesome. I'm a dad now, so I love dad stories. But basically, this girl, she had to work on Christmas Day. Her name is Hal Vaughn. And basically, her dad, Pierce Vaughn, was like, you know what? I'm going to spend Christmas Day with you. You have to work. I understand. It is what it is. She's a flight attendant. He booked 6 of her flights from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day just so he could spend time with her on Christmas Day since she had to work. I thought that was one of the sweetest things a dad could do. It made my heart melt a little bit. I apologize, JP. I apologize to everybody listening, still hearing about Christmas.
But, oh, you're good. Yeah. I can definitely see you doing that in like 18 years.
Dude, you know I would do it too, man. I think everybody knows I would do it.
Nothing wrong with that. I like that, Tim. I actually have one more Christmas news story too.
Yes, I'm not alone.
I should have talked about it like 2 episodes ago, but New York City's murder rate went flat over Christmas with none reported in 5 days from December 21st to basically the 26th.
That's pretty dope, man. You know, for everything to be peaceful.
I mean, the last murder occurred on the 21st until like the 26th. So, I mean, in a city of 8.5 million people, that's pretty crazy. Everything went down to like 0.03%. I just think it's awesome. And that's the Christmas spirit for you.
Man. Indubitably.
What do you got, Tim?
I have a father and 2 sons, man. They're from Washington, right? So they basically chopped enough wood to fill up 80 pickup trucks, and they didn't sell it. They decided to give it away to people that were in need for the winter. I thought it was super dope because according to, cannot remember the dude's name, this guy named McDaniels, basically said each truck would have cost about $400. It was about $400 of wood in each truck. So if you multiply that times 80, what is that, JP?
40 times 80? 320.
400 times 80.
Oh, 400 times 80?
Was that 3,200?
Yes.
So they would have made $3,200 by cutting all this wood, and they basically just gave it away to, you know, hundreds of people that needed wood for their homes if you didn't have heat because it was about to get cold over there in Washington. And I just thought it was super awesome. Something we should share on the Facebook page because...
Of course that's awesome. Can you imagine filling 80 trucks with wood? Can you imagine cutting, axing for that long?
See, first off, no, I can't imagine. These dudes are like... I'm going to share this to the Facebook page.
Did you find Paul Bunyan?
Dude, these guys are like swole. Like this dad is probably like in his, what, 50s? And maybe even older, and his arms are ridiculously ripped. Not just big, but ripped. And these kids are pretty ripped, too.
I mean,
I'm going to share this on Facebook page so you guys can check out all the pictures and all the wood they cut, man. It's pretty dope.
I mean, can you imagine if it was like, Tim and JP, y'all got to cut down, y'all got to fill 80 trucks with wood that you chop down from trees. I'd be like, oh boy, Tim.
We would struggle cutting grass, bro. There's no way we're cutting anything down.
Yeah, so that's awesome, man. That's an incredible positive news story.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Shouts out to Durags off to them. They are much better than we are.
Tú sabes.
Both in generosity and in valor. But before we get to our next positive news story, we are at the halfway point, so we like to do audio meditation. Because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. So me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for. It makes our day more positive. Hopefully it makes your day more positive. We encourage you to play along while you're listening. So Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, you know, I am very, very grateful for all of the athletes I've ever coached. So I got a text message the other day from one of my former athletes to ask me to check up on another former athlete of mine because they felt like something was going on and maybe they would talk to me. And I ended up doing it, you know, just to follow up a little bit on it. And I ended up finding out, you know, that person just basically needed somebody to talk to. They just needed, you know, to vent a little bit. And I was able to be that person for them for a little bit. And I just thought it was awesome because, like, these kids care about each other from a distance. They're now becoming adults, you know. They're no longer kids. They're 23, 24-year-old, you know, adults. And they're now, you know, taking care of themselves. Some of them even starting families. And the fact that they, you know, are still making time for their old teammates, it made me feel like I made some type of an impact in their lives. And I'm super thankful for them because it reminds me, you know, sometimes what I'm doing, I'm not going to get results now. Sometimes I'll get them, you know, 10 years down the line. So yeah, I'm super grateful for them.
It's just like these positive news stories we talk about. It's really easy to talk about negative news stories because they're instant, they're hurtful. But positive things happen over a long time and make a great wave of impact. And that's what you're doing, Tim.
Appreciate that.
Mine was kind of the same thing. I was going to say I'm grateful for friendship and companionship. The older you get, as an adult, it's just harder to find friends because...
Facts.
You know, we're so isolated as a people and as a country. Countries... You got to work all day, then you got to go home. You're just never around people, as many people as you are in college or as in school. So I'm grateful for any friend I have in my life.
Absolutely.
I'm also grateful for the youth, because I have an incredible positive news story, Tim.
Ha, 2019, let's hear it.
So it's Armand Shaw, that's his name. He's in fifth grade. He goes to Avalon Elementary School in Orlando. And he actually has a job.
What?
So he gets extra money working at his uncle's store. He's like, his uncle's like, you know, I'm going to show you the value of hard work. His parents are totally down for it. So he goes out there. Instead of getting an allowance, he helps out at his store, and that's how he gets money.
Nice.
So his parents are like, yo, what are you spending your money on? Because you haven't been, like, you don't have any, but you've been doing all this work. Like, what have you been doing? So they was pressuring him on, like, what have you been doing with your money? They thought he was being suspicious. And he said, well, I watched a documentary about lunch shaming. And so I've been going to school with my money and I've been paying off the lunch debts for all the kids at school.
Oh, my heart.
Exactly, right?
Oh, you got me. How old is he? 5?
He's in fifth grade, so he's like 10.
Oh, my heart. He's old enough too. Oh, man. Oh, that just got me.
So, you know, Nike found out about it. They sent him some custom-made Nikes, which is cool. I mean, you get some Nike should have paid off the rest of the lunch debts. That's all I'm saying.
They should have sponsored this kid. Like, what else do you want to do with your life? I got you. That's so awesome, man.
So, yeah, believe in the youth. That's a great positive news story. Definitely going to post that one.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, please do, man. This kid is up for Positive Truth Person of the Year 2019. No questions asked.
For sure. What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last one is a science is cool with the Positive Truth story. Take that, world. 2019 is a new Tim. Dude, we're going to head all the way over to the Great Barrier Reef. And there's this little robot called Larvalbot. And it basically moves around along damaged sections of the reef, seeding them with hundreds of thousands of microscopic baby corals. they basically don't know if it's working or not yet, but I do have a really cool video. I'm going to share to the Facebook page that you guys can see them attempting to, you know, repair damaged parts of the reef. They're doing the best they possibly can now. I think it's awesome. I'm definitely going to have follow-up stories throughout this year because Great Barrier Reef is like one of the dopest things in the world, and the fact that it was like dying sucks, and the fact that we're doing something about it now is awesome. So that's what we do here at The Positive Truth, and that was The Scientist Cool with The Positive Truth and Tim. Tu sabes.
Nice, Tim. Nice. Since it is 2019, I have a few quick ones. Really just like four quick ones talking about how great things actually are. It's not all the negativity and fear you hear about in the national news.
Dope.
First one is that extreme poverty is still falling. I know I've talked about this before, but it keeps dropping every year in the world, and that's awesome. Child mortality is also falling. And this isn't from like 1900. This is like from 2017, 2010. It still keeps dropping. It's still getting better. And we're also getting better at preventable diseases. And beavers have returned to Italy after more than 500 years. So there.
What returned to Italy?
Beavers.
Beavers. Okay. I heard bee and I wasn't sure if it was like just bees. I was like, wait, they don't have bees there? But that's either way, it's dope. My bad.
Oh, you're good, Tim. You're good.
I'm dissecting random stories and stuff. Dang, that was a lot of positive fun facts there.
Absolutely. Since I can't do, you know, science is cool, since Tim's taking my job in 2019.
Take that, world.
I'll do fun facts with JP.
I like it, man. I like it. I am fresh out of positive news stories, too, by the way.
You know what you're not fresh out of?
Quotes.
Exactly.
All right, you tell me who this is by. Reach for the stars, so if you fall, you land on the clouds.
I'm trying my best not to make a Trump joke, but it's from Kanye.
Ha! Oh, man. Hank, you did get that. That's impressive.
You know why I got that?
Why is that, sir?
You know, I used to be a really big Kanye fan, and he came here in 2008. This is after The Graduation came out, and we're sponsored by Batman, and that was Batman's favorite line from Kanye. So when we went to the concert, we were front row. He got a tattoo. I mean, not tattoo, Jesus. He got a design in his hair of a guy reaching for the stars and landing on a cloud for the concert. And then we met Kanye after it, and he got to show him it.
That's dope. That's so dope.
Did you know that?
Nah, man, that's a dope story. I knew you guys went to the concert and everything, yeah, but I had no idea about that haircut or anything.
Another funny part, I don't have the picture anymore, but I took a picture with Kanye, and I posted it on MySpace. This is how long ago it was. And
I saw it on MySpace.
And everyone in the comments were like, T.I. and Kanye, new collaboration.
Oh, man. They roast me, man. Oh.
You know when you're like 18, 19, that stuff gets you angry. Now it's just like, yeah, that's just funny.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, man. I used to get so hot back then. Hormones were high. I wanted to fight everybody. Oh.
But yeah, anyway, we'll be back. We'll be back on Friday with more positive news stories. We hope everyone had a happy new year, and we're out.
We're still going to talk about this. Stay positive.